Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. You can do nothing wrong, and you're still possible to be a judge or an aide. And that would be if you're a relative. Sagt der Mishnah, V'elu hein akroivim. These are the relatives that a person can't be a judge for or be a witness for. Aviv, his father. V'achiv, his brother. V'achi Aviv, his father's brother. V'achi imoy, or his mother's brother. And I want to tell you a klal, which would be very kedai to know in Masechtas Sanhedrin, particularly in Masechtas Yevamos, and really in all of Shas. Teich the words backwards. In other words, v'achi aviv, teich it backwards, go from left to right. His brother's father, v'achi imoy, his mother's brother. U'bal achoisai, his sister's husband. U'bal achois aviv, his father's sister's husband. See, we're going backwards, left to right. Ubal achais imai, his mother's sister's husband. Ubal imai, his mother's husband. Obviously, it means that his mother remarried. If not, it would be his father. The reason you can touch backwards, by the way, is because how do you say a big house in English? A big house. How do you say a big house in Lashon Kodesh? Bayis. Gadol. In Lashon Kodesh, the noun comes first, and then the description. In English, first comes the description and then the noun. Big house. As opposed to Bayis Gadol. I know we're going off a little bit on a tangent, but this is a very important yesod. Which is more emistic? Let's say you have a real estate agent that wants to sell you a house. He goes, it's a big, big, beautiful, gorgeous. You're already imagining this major mansion. House. And the house isn't really that big. It's not so beautiful. But in your mind, you already imagined it to be big and beautiful. So even after you see it, you're ready, oh, it must be big and beautiful because he said so. But if you say it the other way around, Pais, Godol, Rechavas, oh, it's a house. Now let me see what this house is. It's much more Karavela Emes. When you give the description before the item, you're already imagining the item before you actually see it. But either way, so that's the reason we would teach backwards. Because Ubal Imai really means the husband, whose husband? The mother's husband. In any event, the chamiv, his father-in-law, Vigisa, and his brother-in-law, the husband of his wife's sister, can't testify for or against these people. Hain, they, ubenei and their sons, the people listed above, they, their sons, v'chasnein and their sons-in-law. When we say you can't testify against these people, it includes they, their sons, and their sons-in-law. They're all included. V'chargoi, his stepson, the son of his wife, who is not his son. He married his wife. She already had a son from a different marriage. Now, take note. The Lashon of the Mishnah is V'chargoi Levadoi. Only his stepson. Why are we adding the word Levadoi only over here to the stepson? And the answer is because only the stepson himself is considered a Karev. The son of the stepson, son-in-law of this stepson, they could testify. The wife of this stepson, no. Because the rule is Isha's Kabbalah. Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva had his Messaira. Avul Mishnah Rashayna, but an earlier Mishnah taught that Doidoi, his uncle, meaning his father's brother, or his mother's brother. Doidoi, his uncle, his father's brother, or his mother's brother, Uben Doidoi, or the son of that uncle. They are the only ones that are Usser. But if he's not a blood uncle to you, what's a blood uncle? Your father's brother, your mother's brother, they have the same blood. But let's say your mother's sister's husband. So we call that an uncle. But according to the Shita, he's not Pasaleidus. He's not a blood uncle. He's married to your mother's sister. According to the first Shita, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's included in the Isser. He can't be a judge or an aide. The Halacha is not like this Mishnah Rishayna. Rather, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that all uncles, whether he's a blood uncle or not, whether he's your father's brother or he's your mother's sister's husband, cannot be your aid or your dayan. So he's Zok Tabat Tanur. Vaitra says the Mishnah V'chalarou liyarshai. This is not a continuation of the Mishnah Rishayna. This goes back to what Rabbi Akiva is teaching us. Anyone that could inherit you, if after this person passes away, someone could inherit that money, he's possible to be either a judge or an aid. Can you figure out why? Because obviously he would have a vested interest in making sure this person gets the money so that when he passes away, it should go to him. Vayitra says the Mishnah, v'chol hakarav lo, anyone who was a relative, b'oisesho, at the time of the event. Reuven claims, I owe him money. Or someone is testifying against me or for me whether I did a certain aveda. Whatever the event is. Gimple wants to come and say edus, and Gimple was my sister's husband at the time that this event took place. He's possibly edus. But let's say Hayakarav in Esrachek, originally he was a relative. Remember, the word karav means close. He's a relative. But v'nisrachek, afterwards he was distanced, literally, meaning he's no longer a relative. Gimple was my sister's husband. But then my sister passed away. And then this event that he wants to testify about took place. Hareza Kasha. He could testify about it. He could be an aid. Because whatever it is, he's saying aidus about, at that time he was no longer my relative. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu Mesa Bita, even if his daughter passed away, V'yeshloi bonami mana, but he has children from this daughter, Hareza Karev. Then her husband is still considered a Karev. Even though this person's daughter passed away, and technically the man is no longer his son-in-law, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lamaisa, he's the father of his grandchildren. That doesn't go away. And therefore, he cannot see Eidus. But the Batanura says that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us a list of relatives. Father, brother, father's brother, or mother's brother. Sister's husband, father's sister's husband. Mother's sister's husband. Follow along inside with that simon that I gave you of going backwards. His mother's husband, who's not his father, his father-in-law, his brother-in-law. These people, they, their sons, and their sons-in-law are all included, but the chargoy levada, his stepson, only he himself. Not the son or son-in-law of his stepson, whoever his wife is included. Rabbi Yossi told us this is the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. There was a Mishnah Rishayna that said that the uncles that are us are only blood uncles, meaning they have the same blood. Your father's brother or your mother's brother, but not those that are your uncles through marriage. The Batrina told us that the halacha is not like the Mishnah Rishayna. Anyone that was a relative to him at the time of the event is possible, but let's say he was a relative, but before the event he's no longer a relative. Let's say this man was married to his sister or married to his mother, but before the event took place, his sister passed away, then he's kosher to say edus. Rabbi Yehuda says that let's say this man was married to his daughter, and his daughter passed away before the event that he's testifying about took place, but he has children. In other words, our children from this daughter, this man is still the father of his grandchildren. He is still considered a kariv, but the Batanura said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.